Deontay Peoples across the outside, down the right sideline, lowers his head up to the 30-yard line. Galax into Fort Chiswell territory. Chris Poole drops back, throws it out to Dante Peoples in a screen pass. He's got running room. Touchdown, Maroon Tide.
That could not have been set up any prettier. I was seeing that wave of the wave of blockers come over here, and I knew what was getting ready to happen. Beautiful play drawn up by Coach Dixon.
There's a 29-yard connection from Chris Poole to Dante Peoples. Todd showing a little blitz package here, and there's a give to Daniel Hamm. He breaks loose. Sidesteps one defender. Down the left sidelines. Nobody is going to catch him. Touchdown, Fort Chiswell.
Here we go. I mean, he ran right through the hole that Coleman Thomas opened up. I mean, he took Jesse Davis straight to the ground. There was nothing Jesse could do on that.
Two far side receivers pull under center. Timmy Gable in motion up to the line. Pull, play action, drops back. He's going to heave it downfield. Timmy Gable, and he got it. Catches it over his shoulder, and he's tripped up at the five-yard line.
What a catch, beautiful pass. Timmy's fired up. He's ready to go. It's game time, baby. Let's do this.
Dante Peoples breaking some tackles and runs over the defender with a stiff arm at the 40. Dante Peoples on the return crosses the 40 up to the 38-yard line into Fort Chiswell territory. The Tide will have it on the right hash, moving right to left when they break the huddle. Look at all those players up at the line. Extra blocking support. You have to know what's coming. There's a pitch back play. Dante Peoples, can he hit that right pile line? Drives it in for the touchdown. The Dante Peoples train.
Can't stop that.
Yeah. Just under a minute left to go first quarter. The Tide up by two touchdowns. Here is motion coming across the line. Number 8, Desmond Perry. And the give to Daniel Hamm. Breaks loose a one tackler, still on his feet, and hurdles another one as he carries it down the left sidelines. Finally, he's going to be brought out of bounds at around the 45, still into Fort Chiswell territory. Well, he feeds off of the big plays, doesn't he?
He does.
Here is Mooney, motion from the right. Mabry's going to hand it off to Hamm straight up the middle. He meets that line. Look at the surge. All the white jerseys pushing him backwards. Nice way to stand up Daniel Hamm as the officials blow the play dead. A receiver split out to either side, Hamm to the right of the quarterback. Here comes Mooney in motion from the right. Mabry takes the snap from Thomas. Going to hand it off Daniel Hamm. Bounces out to the left side of the field. Still on his feet. He's going to carry down that sideline. Dante Peoples is going to wrap him up from behind and chase him out, along with Stephen Peoples in there to help out as well. And Fort Chiswell breaks into Galax territory. He's a tough one to bring down. Mabry's going to take it, try to dive forward. No, he didn't get it. What a stop by that front line. Crockett, can you believe that? On fourth and one, right at the goal line, inches. All he had to do was have that push up front from Coleman Thomas. That's it. What a stop by that defensive line. Got an I formation backfield. Gable in motion from the left. Chris Poole under center. And he's going to give the handoff. Dante Peoples, a burst of speed up the middle, and he's going to be brought down at the 15. First down, Galax.
Reminiscent of that 98-yarder he had against Craig County.
Yeah, all he had to do was break one more tackle, and he was gone. Eli Brady, the near side receiver. Timmy Gable, far side. I formation. Stephen Peoples, the fullback. Dante, the tailback. Pull under center. Gable in motion from the right. Across the line. They're going to hand it off. Dante Peoples, a stutter step, carries it outside. Stiff arms one defender, lowers his head, runs over Hamm, and he's brought down around midfield. Third down and two. Eli Brady near side. Timmy Gable far side, offset eye formation. Gable in motion across the line. Handoff. Dante Peoples carries it through that line, dives forward, touchdown, Maroon Tide.
That's the way the cookie crumbles, Hal.
That's right.
I believe that might be it.
First and 10 from the 40. Ball on the right hash. Pioneers quickly working. Trips to the far side. Mabry is going to drop back. Throws it out to Mooney in the flat. Mooney's going to change direction to reverse his field. Still on his feet. Broke loose of another tackler. And he's finally going to be upended and hit. As Stephen Peoples comes in and lowers the shoulder. Drills Mooney around the 32-yard line. Trips to the near side. One far side receiver. Vaughn on the right hip of the quarterback. He's going to toss it out to Vaughn. What a hit by Espinoza. Laid him out.
number five with a huge hit.
Trips to the far side, one near side receiver. Vaughn on the right hip of the quarterback. Fourth and a long 31. Mabry's going to drop back. Going to have to heave this one. Fires it to the end zone. And Ham makes the catch in their back right corner of the end zone. Touchdown for number 24. He's been all over the field tonight. We're going to cut into the Galax lead for just a moment. With 34.7 seconds left to play. And there's the onside kick recovered by Ham. Ham has the football for Fort Chiswell. A great placement on that onside kick. And the Pioneers, with 29.5 seconds left, are still alive. Ball at the 47 on the right hash. Fort Chiswell moving left to right. Who's going to rise to the occasion? Trips to the far side. One near side receiver. It's still life for the Pioneers. Mabry is going to drop back. He's going to roll out. He's going to fire it out to the left sidelines, and he completes it. Catch made by number five. That's Rathbone. And tackle made over there in the far side of the field by Darian Brown. 26.7 seconds left. Ball at the 30. 17-yard reception for Rathbone. Ball on the left hash. Pioneers moving left to right as they break the huddle. Mabry has Vaughn on his right hip. Trips to the near side, one far side receiver. There's a snap from Thomas. Mabry rolls out to his right side, fires it out there, completes it. Catch made, and Stephen Peoples with a big hit. Knocks the ball out of the hands of the receiver. But I think he made the catch. Initially made the catch and held on just in enough time before the hit came from Stephen Peoples. Knocked out of bounds, reception made. It's a completed pass to Daniel Eversole. 18.8 seconds left, trips to the far side. One near side receiver, Ham. He's even lined up in the slot. Vaughn, the right hip of the quarterback, Mabry. Galax showing a little bit of pressure, a little bit of a blitz. Toss out to the middle, and it's complete. Ham just short of a first down, got about seven on that reception. Tyler Smith on the tackle, 6 seconds on the clock. And Mabry will take the snap from Thomas and spikes the football. So 4.6 seconds left. Ball on the right hash at the 13-yard line. Third down and four. 4.6 seconds left. Ball on the 13. 36-29. Galax holding on to their touchdown lead right now. There's Mabry. Twins to the near side, trips to the far side. Mabry in the shotgun, drops back and completes it. And a touchdown! Perry dives forward to that right pylon and scores with 4 seconds on the clock. What a play. We're an extra point away from a tied football game, and we will go to overtime. Here is the kick from Gregory, and flags fly. Well, if this is on Galax, we saw it earlier. They did go for two after a penalty against the Tide. It's half a distance to the goal. Decision time. They're going to wave off the kicker. That's a huge penalty against Galax. Has the ball placed at the 2-yard line. And they're going to bring back on Mabry to try to win it with a 2-point conversion. The receiver to the far side, one near side receiver, Ham, to the right hip of the quarterback. Mabry takes the snap. He's going to roll out. He's going to keep it himself. And he's got some space. 2-point conversion is good. Fort Chiswell defeats the Tide. Just like that. Mabry took it on himself and carried it in. Fort Chiswell has won the ball game. 37-36, one of the most thrilling games I have ever witnessed. Never seen anything like this. Wow. That is just pandemonium.